So anyway, let's play a little song by Kitten on the Keys, Susan Ramsey. And this is It's Not a Pretty Princess Day.
I woke up this morning and, golly, I feel awful good. I hope I don't burn my head on the curling iron again. Why did I eat so much bacon? Why do I look like a Sharpay? Oh, no, 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 it's not a pretty princess day. My knees, mustaches, thin legs, long eyelashes, that twirly stash. Oh, my God, that is my snatch. I need a trim man or a pussy toupee. Oh, no, 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 it's not a pretty princess day. My perky breasts, my one success. No man or woman, they would molest. Oh, how I pine for the tiniest caress. Oh, no, 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 it's not a pretty princess day.
Hear a kitten cry, but very soon Kitten on the Keys will be calling us, so all will be well. And I'm very pleased and proud to say that Kitten on the Keys is with us.
Meow meow, hello.
Oh, hello kitten.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much for this fabulous opportunity to talk about squeezing my box and more.
Ooh. I love it. You know, we're in this is cows radio, of course, so We love animals.
Yay, me too.
And now, do you like to be called Kitten on the Keys, or just can I shorten it to just Kitten?
You can just call me Kitten. I think that's fantastic.
Well, okay. Well, now, Kitten, you're a multi-instrumentalist, and you have quite a unique talent, may I say?
Thank you. I was the kind of kid who had a lot of ADD and could not pay attention to the piano lesson lady who wanted to like beat my fingers black and blue.
Yeah.
So my mind would wander, and now, as an adult, I'm kind of pretty childlike, but I like to have a good time. I like to make people have fun.
Well, and that's the thing. So, now, your specialty is sort of like a burlesque style. Is that correct?
It is. You know, it's funny. It didn't start out that way. I've been collecting vintage sheet music for many, many years. I worked in an antique store. And I found out through working in the store that I found naughty 78s and all this vintage sheet music that was really pretty rude and really ballsy for the day. And I kind of adopted my style after that and started playing in rest homes, and all the old people were like kicking up their heels and going, I'm cured! So I took my name from a 1922 ragtime song, Kitten on the Keys, because my mind is kind of all over the place, like little kittens, you know, running around on a keyboard, making dissonant, crazy sounds. And that's how this whole thing started, was the rest homes. And
wow.
Rest homes and drag queens is what my career started as, you know.
No, that's interesting. Like Bette Midler, she did it through the bars.
And a lot of people, I mean, we both have dyed red hair and we both play the ukulele. So.
You play it daily.
And daily, yeah. Right. that's how that whole thing started. I mean, and I did a lot of punk rock stuff in the old days. So I kind of combined all this sensibility, but it's really the cabaret and the burlesque world that a few years ago really said, hey, this is cool. Come and join our gang. And so now I'm like an internationally traveling burlesque personality. So you don't have to take your clothes off, but you can sing songs about your nether regions and be a burlesque star too. So.
The best of all worlds.
I feel very, very lucky.
But now, of course, you're very lucky because you were Miss January on the Accordion Babes calendar.
I love being in this calendar so much. To me, it's such an honor. Like, when they asked me the first year for 2009, I was like, no way! And then being asked again, and I'm being a naughty lass with my squeeze box, looking into the camera. I work with this great guy named Larry Utley, and he's actually a very, very well-respected fetish photographer. He likes to do the darker side of things. So, didn't eat for 3 weeks, stuck on a corset, and pretended to smoke a cigarette, and look what happened.
Well, I can see what you mean about not eating. That's a very tight garment you have on.
I know. I seriously did not eat for 3 weeks before the So, no, I think it's such a fantastic... I'm not saying, people out in cow radio land, that you shouldn't eat. Eating is a good thing because food makes your brain feel better. So,
yeah.
But just being a part of this group with all these really talented accordion players and performers and songwriters of all different shapes and sizes is just really a kick. It's one of my favorite things to be a part of.
Well, that's the amazing thing. There's this. I went to the Cotati Accordion Festival, this last year, and I was just blown away at the talent of women accordion players and musicians. That it seems like there's this surge going on.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I was in a band a long time ago, a lot of girl bands. I won't say how long ago, but I made a few albums, back in the mid-80s, and I was actually in a band the very early days of the Riot Girl thing with Courtney Love and Kat Bjelland and this other girl who played for L7, Jennifer Finch. And so that was... Oh, yeah, women doing it for themselves, but now it's not just guitars. It's all sorts of instruments, and it's just really refreshing, you know? Everybody has their own unique style.
Exactly. That's what I like about it. You know, I've had Gabby Lalo in a couple of times.
I think she's great. I saw her at the festival, bought her CD immediately, and really got a kick out of her. She was my favorite find at the festival this year.
Same with me. I couldn't believe it.
Well, maybe we were actually in the audience at the same time, and her mom was over on the side selling sunglasses and stuff. She's got quite a history, you know?
Very interesting, yeah. Studied with Ali Akbar Khan in San Rafael.
She's a sitar player as well.
Yeah, she's wild.
Yeah, so it's really wonderful to meet, you know, people. And I've been going to Cotati for several years. My geriatric punk rock boyfriend is in a band called Polkaside.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
They're very accordion, oompa-pa driven, so...
Mm-hmm.
I've always been going to the Cotati Festival for years with him, and then decided to pick up the accordion myself, so...
Ah, so it's a more latter-day thing.
Kind of, but within the last 9 years, yeah. This friend of mine gave me one. He goes, "This has been sitting in my closet for like 20 years. I want it to go to a good home." So I adopted it, and I named it Old Wheezy.
Aww.
Because it had a lot of problems. But I loved it. I loved Old Wheezy. And I really tried to nurture its sound, but then finally I broke down and went to the accordions at Smyth Accordion Center in Oakland, and bought myself a brand new little German Weltmeister, and it goes everywhere. It goes all over the world with me now. It's packed in many frequent flyer miles. Because, you know, it's almost impossible for a girl like me. They will not give me a driver's license.
Oh.
They will not. It's like...
Oh, dear.
I just can't get one.
You're just too young yet.
Yeah, I know. No, I failed my driver's test at 15, and I've always been so ashamed.
Oh, no.
And Lord knows they won't let a crazy girl with ADD wanting to drive cars, especially around here. So,
especially playing an accordion at the same time.
True. So it's easier to put an accordion on my back and a ukulele in my hand, and then I don't, you know, have to carry around a piano. It's so much better.
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
I'm like the kooky library lady, but with, instead of like, you know, dragging cats around and books, I'm, you know, bring music to your event. It's fun. I go play on the street, which is great, and educate people about the accordion and the ukulele. A lot of kids are really mystified by accordions.
Mm. They don't get how it works.
They do not. And I'm like, it's kind of like a giant harmonica that I'm squeezing.
Yeah.
And they get a kick out of it. It's fun.
Oh, that's great. Well, let me play, talking about making money and things. I've got Grandma Sells My Pants is on eBay.
Another true story.
So, okay, let's play this for the folks, and let's get back. We'll chat some more.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Grandma loves my little panties. All the little panties in my drawers. Red or yellow, black or white, they are dollars in her sight. Grandma loves the panties in my drawer.
Bucket Granny hates to be ignored, so she's turned her little baby into a panty whore. 'Cause Grandma, she sells my panties. Grandma sells my panties on eBay. She lifts them from the hamper into Ziploc baggies where they'll stay. She turns a tiny profit selling my girlish scent. The inmates come unglued when they smell my sweet hoo-hoo. I won't see a profit till I'm eight.
Eight?
Granny pimps my knickers on eBay. I stain my cotton pants.
shopping spree.
Attaché! Oh, Grandma!
Oh, yes.
Hooray!
Now, how many radio stations play that type of music?
Well, I know. It's like I'm not exactly FCC friendly. And I guess I never really, when I write songs, I don't really think that far ahead, but it kind of hinders me a lot, just to put it mildly. But, like I said, I just sing about the truth. I'd been to Japan. I was performing in Japan, and I saw that they would sell little girls. I mean, that's not a myth, the whole thing about selling young ladies' used underwear. And
It's a growth industry. Yeah.
No, but it really, really seriously happens over there. Vending machines, that's the word I was looking for.
No,
they really do. And, you heard about, this is myth. Oh, the Japanese are so wacky and crazy. But, no, it did exist, and I saw it. And so a couple songs from the Kitty Muffins CD were definitely inspired by that trip to Japan. So
wow. That's, what have we wrought? That's
all right. Oh, I know. And that's where also Mr. Buzzy Happiness comes from, too, because right across, we were doing an in-store in a record shop in Japan, and I looked across the way, and there was this door. And it was a shop, and it had cheesecloth on the handle, and they were going, no, don't go in there, don't go in there, and I did, and it was one of those panty shops. So they do exist. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Oh, I love it. there's got to be places like that in the world. If you can think of it, it will be done.
It's true. You know. So I just changed it to eBay, because eBay was like the big thing. And, girls actually will have a service on eBay, but they're washed and cleaned and very, very tidy. So,
oh yeah,
no, it does. It really does exist.
Well, I suppose you can't, it's illegal to send dirty panties through the U.S. mail, most probably.
But if they're nice and clean, oh, that's no problem at all. I just love like kooky human behavior, and it's nice to make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, you should do a song about the new, airport detectors.
I know.
That could be quite interesting.
It is. I use a lot of glitter in my act, and for the longest time, I would bring this ukulele in and out on international trips, and I'd always get stopped. and they would rub the thing on it like it was an explosive device. I'm like, seriously, my ukulele, is it the battery? What is it? They're like, no, you have glitter all over it. And it's the same thing that's used in explosives.
Oh.
Who knew being fabulous could also be bad in an airport?
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, I know.
At least it wasn't lead or cadmium.
No. I mean, it makes me, I was very fortunate in 2009, and I traveled almost the entire year. And now, after all that's happened, just thinking about going back out there and having to deal with the airports does not sound very good. So therefore, I think a song should happen.
I think so.
I think you're right.
Absolutely. There's too much humor in that to not get a twist on it.
It's true. I like looking at their faces when they go through, like, my costumes and stuff sometimes. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, where do you begin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, cabaret, a lot of people don't really know what it is anymore. I grew up with it. So my brother was in a sort of a cabaret band. I know what that is. But, tell people what the history of that and what it's about.
Well, for me, cabaret is usually what I think of as singers and the Great American Songbook. And going into a small venue, and it's where the performer has it's not like a huge theater, has a lot of intimate space with the audience and can like joke and fool around. And it has, many different themes running through it. And to me, that's what a cabaret show is. And, of course, then there was this famous musical. And you think of Berlin. You think of the U.K., you think of just kind of really small, beautiful red curtains, but kind of shabby. underground.
I think, faded elegance.
Yeah, but there's like kind of a seamy underground going on underneath there.
Right.
Actually, in San Francisco, we have this really famous cabaret place called the Raz Room, and it seems like every B actress known to man who was on television in 1972 has a show there. So there's hope for me one day.
Well, nothing ever goes away anymore, you see. So
no, it's good. So to me, that's what cabaret is, and I kind of like the idea of the rock and roll cabaret or the punk rock cabaret, and just bringing in a lot of different styles.
Yeah, and again, I suppose burlesque is a whole nother branch, really, which sort of has died out, but it seems to be there is a resurgence amongst the younger set.
It's crazy how much it's back. I started, I was a piano player for the very first burlesque revival troupe in San Francisco back in the mid-90s. They were called the Cantankerous Lollies. And we had a band. And we had some really cool people in this band. That's how I actually met my boyfriend. Ward was in Flipper. I don't know if you've heard that punk rock band Flipper.
Oh, yes.
Flipper. Yeah. He's in Polka Side.
Oh, yeah.
We had East Bay Ray, the guitar player from the Dead Kennedys. We had a guy who was in the Tubes. I mean, it was just this kind of list of who's who of kind of San Francisco underground and punk rock and rock people getting together. We had an 8-piece burlesque orchestra.
Wow.
And we were the very first group of people to do this. The next thing you know, we're going to the middle of the Mojave Desert to this burlesque museum. And we're in Las Vegas, and then we're going to New Orleans, and this whole thing started. And it's really cool to be one of the OGs, because now it's just everybody's a burlesque star. Everybody. I have a friend who's a really well-known artist, and she's like, they're like bunnies. They're being born every 28 days. I mean, it's been good for me because I have a naughty, dirty, blue sensibility. So it's been really good for me. But again, I'm not a dancer. So.
Oh, okay. You can go so far,
Well, I can. I mean, I show. I put funny things on my boobs, you know, for sure. But my favorite is to do the Ramones' I Want to Be Sedated on my ukulele.
Ooh.
While drinking out of little vodka bottles on my lovely little...
Your shelf,
Yes, yeah. So, you know, I like to give people, like, a kooky fun ride, so...
Oh, I love
it. It's very hard for me to play a serious song.
Yeah.
I do, but it's always very hard.
Yeah, that's the way it should be, I think.
Yeah, so the burlesque thing is huge. And for me, for some reason, the country that really, really likes me is France.
Oh.
And I actually was able to do a feature film over there, which includes me covering some kooky rock songs and then my own music. And it's this gentleman by the name of Mathieu Amalric. He was in the Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also the bad guy in the last James Bond film. So he picked up myself as the cabaret person and then four other burlesque stars, and we have this show called Cabaret New Burlesque, and we are featured in his film, and it's coming out in about 4 or 5 months.
Oh, beautiful. Everyone watch out for it.
It's kind of excited. It's called Tournée, or The Tour.
Oh, okay.
And I get to butcher the French language.
As it deserves to be.
Oh, my goodness. It was like, you're like, you want me to say what?
Please, can you say something? Give us an example.
Of what I can say? Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue sur la scène. Un déesse. International Mademoiselle Dirty Martini. So basically, I just said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, a goddess of burlesque, Miss Dirty Martini.
Ah, lovely. Dirty Martini. Oh, I like that.
Isn't that a great name?
That's a great name.
Yeah, she's one of the people that's in the film, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's great. Now, you know, if people want to see burlesque or cabaret in the Bay Area, where should they go? Where should they look?
Well, you know, like I said, there's so much going on. I like this one club. My favorite is called Little Minsky's because it has, like, a true vintage sensibility to it. And I like they have a variety artist. burlesque artists and then musicians. So I like that there's variety in it. And that's the second Thursday at a place called Club Deluxe on Haight Street.
Oh, yeah, Club Deluxe, yeah.
And then every Friday night, my friend Dottie Lux has a show. It's like an early show called Red Hot Burlesque, and that's at the El Rio.
Oh, yeah, on Mission Street.
Right, like way out on Mission, and that's always fun. And then I just heard about this new one. I'm very excited. I'm going to perform with them at the end of the month on February 26th, and it's called, I hope they don't kill me, B-A-X-A-T-O-L-O, Drome, Baxtolo Drome.
Huh.
And they have burlesque dancers, gypsy, belly dancers, punk rock, people that swallow swords. It has kind of a very Balkan gypsy marching band feel to it. So it's very eclectic.
Wow.
And I'm going to join forces with them at Club Amnesia.
Hmm.
At the end of February, so that's going to be cool. I MC a lot of shows, so I'm the person who talks all the time. And then while the pretty girls are changing their pasties, I fill people up with dirty songs on various instruments. So burlesque has been very good to me.
Well, that's it. I mean, everyone in the old days, Gypsy Rose Lee, I suppose, was the ultimate burlesque from the old days.
Absolutely. Well, she's a great one. I mean, and she said it right. You got to have a gimmick. I also like Tempest Storm.
Oh, yes.
Dixie Evans was the Marilyn Monroe of burlesque. She's fabulous. Tora Satana was in Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was a tassel twirling queen.
Woo.
And then another lady that we all, the neo-burlesque girls, love is a woman by the name of Satan's Angel.
Oh, my goodness.
And she still, at almost 70, is lighting her tatas on fire. And she's absolutely a hoot. I love this lady so much. She's completely over the top. And I did a one-woman show last year, and she was the guest of honor. Right. To help raise money for my one-woman show. And people just were thrilled, because she never comes around the Bay Area unless it's for a big convention like Teaserama or something. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. What a treat.
Total character. I am a total history buff. I'm a library nerd, and I love absorbing history. I love old films. And, you know, it's a great way about learning about a craft is to go straight to the source. And these older women are just, like, they're national treasures to me, to be able to talk to them and, you know, find out about their lives. And they were queens and princesses and fabulous women in their day. You know, they had the jewels, they had the hair, they had the gowns, the car. They were really...
They were on top of the world, yeah.
They were, and, well... Let's see, I can barely, you know, rub a couple of rhinestones together. No, it's great. So things have really changed.
Yeah.
It's a lot of women see it as an empowering thing.
Yes.
And for me, I just like to have a good time.
Right.
So, I mean, hey, great if you want to be empowered, but me, nah. I just want to have fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, are there regular events? You mentioned the Teaserama.
That only happens once a year, and they skipped it this year, unfortunately, because of the economy.
Oh.
Yeah, which is kind of sad, but I'm hoping it will come back. It usually happens around October and at Bimbo's.
Oh, okay.
And we took it on the road one year, and we were sponsored by Cirque du Soleil. So, I mean, it keeps getting bigger. It's crazy.
Huh.
And, of course, burlesque is huge now in Europe. It's, you know, still in baby steps in certain places. But I even went to Finland last year.
Wow.
And it was like, wow, I'm going to eat some reindeer. And I'm going to show people, you know, how to twirl tassels. It's going to be cool.
Hopefully it was during the summer, not the winter.
It was during the summer.
Okay.
It was. And it was just phenomenal to be invited to these, like, really neat festivals and meet these enthusiasts from all over the world. Everybody has their own bent on it. I was in Geneva, Switzerland for 2 weeks in November, and everybody is different. And they just had an international crew of women performing cabaret and burlesque in this theater from the 1860s in the red light district of Geneva. It was so fun.
Wow. I didn't know there was one there.
There really is. I'm like, what kind of place am I performing in? But, yeah, so it's I'm super duper lucky that I get to do this. Like, I had no idea that music would do this for me, so.
Yeah. Let's just be open for things. I just see on the list there, what a wonderful thing. You played piano for little Jimmy Scott.
I did, in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm, like, calling up his music director that morning, and he's like, okay, you're going to play Blue Skies, and you're going to, you know, play. They requested, like, 3 songs for him. And I had actually met him about 8 or 9 years ago. It was my birthday, and I asked at the Great American Music Hall, I'm like, I'm such a huge Jimmy Scott fan. Can I please go meet him? And they're like, sure. Oh, this great picture of me with, like, the biggest grin on my face. And then to play for him, like, 9 years later? I mean, I was in heaven. The sad thing is, though, is that he is very ill.
Oh.
And he came out in a wheelchair and had on a tuxedo. He looked great. And he needs 24-hour round-the-clock care.
Oh, wow.
But he still has that voice.
Oh.
And a lot of his caregivers were in the audience, and it made him so happy that they got to see him as not just a patient, but as the star that he truly is.
Right.
And it was fabulous.
Oh, lovely.
I mean, what an
Wow.
I'm such a lucky girl.
That's, yeah, it's giving me shivers, you know.
I feel very honored. And I got to play Liberace's piano.
Oh.
And I've played for David Jay from Bauhaus. That's another cool thing. He does rock and roll cabaret still.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. He's really hooked up with a lot of the underground punk rock kind of cabaret people. And he's really, really good about coming and performing and doing stuff. So that's a really neat attribute of him. I really appreciate him.
Right.
Giving us younger generation. Well, he's actually not that old, so... So that's super cool.
Well, that's incredible. Now, you should tell everyone what your website is, so everyone can buy your CDs and look you up and everything.
That's right. So my official name is Kitten on the Keys, and I can be found at kittymusic.com. And you can find me on iTunes and on CD Baby. And as Miss January in the Bay Area Accordion Pinup Calendar.
That's right. You can get, was it accordionbabes.com? Is that awesome?
Goodness gracious. I knew you were going to ask me that.
Oh, let me see. Let me see if I have it. I don't know.
La la la. Ba, yeah. bum.
I presume so.
AccordionPinupCalendar@gmail.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, wonderful. There's, you know, months of fabulous, gorgeous babes, and it's, again, really cool that I get to be a part of this whole thing. So thank you to our fabulous founder, Renee. And I understand that you've interviewed her and Mad Maggie, right?
That's right. We did during the summer, and they both came in. They played. And
wonderful.
It was really, really fun. It's on my website. They were just fabulous. It really was. That's what got me so fired up. It's
That's so cool. That's so cool. And so I take it you're British, right?
Yes, I am. I admit it.
Do you know the band The Damned?
The Damned, sure. One of the originals.
I toured with them, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I toured with The Damned in December 2007.
Hopefully they slowed down a bit. You can keep up with them.
Oh, it was incredible. It was like, I want to say, 22 dates in Ireland, England, and Scotland. I mean, it was pretty cool. They saw me performing in France, and the next thing you know, they're like, hey, we want to do this twisted cabaret of The Damned. Would you like to open for us? I'm like, are you joking? And then I get a plane ticket.
Oh.
It was fabulous. In fact, I became very good friends with like Captain Sensible and Monty Oxymoron, who's the keyboard player.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope he doesn't mind us, but 2 songs on their new album are actually inspired by me.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Which ones were they?
It's called Since I Met You, and I will have to look up the other name of the song.
Okay.
My mind is a little warped.
You were their muse.
Isn't that crazy? And they're going to be here in San Francisco on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, I'm working, but I'm going to still try to hook up with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to be in North Carolina that day.
Oh,
so.
You are?
Oh, dear. Oh, well.
Yeah, so I don't know if I can plug the show on the air. But,
please do.
At the Bottom of the Hill on February 13th, 10 p.m., ages 21 and over only, it's the 25th anniversary of Polkicide.
Oh.
Yeah, which is going to be cool, and I get to open.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so I feel very, very, very lucky.
Yeah, that is. I saw them, I think, in 1975 at Burning Man.
Oh, how funny.
Sorry, 1995, sorry.
Wow.
So that was a lot of fun, right in the middle of one of those dust storms. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And by the way, the other song by Monty Oxymoron is called Night's Dark Passion.
Ooh, okay.
I know. No dark passionate nights happen in the back of that bus on the Dam Tour, but it was very sweet. He came to see me during the Edinburgh Fringe Festival where I was doing a show, and he told me that. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's like a big, those are some big shoes to fill.
You've left your mark, my dear.
Crazy, right? Like, what did I do?
Well, you just put that wonderful energy out there and wonderful things happen.
I guess so. I guess being a goofball has come in handy.
Yeah, but we need more.
Yeah. Well, let's see, we have the new Searching Your Body at the Airport song to write.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I have this new fascination, women that eat dirt.
Ooh, yes.
You know why they do that?
Is that they're missing a certain mineral?
They're missing minerals, and it's kind of like tomes. It's really like prehistoric tomes. It's when you're pregnant and you just lack certain minerals and you need it, you will eat dirt. So there's a song in there too.
God, hopefully I won't get pregnant.
No, and they eat ashes too.
Did you say acid or
ashes?
Ashes.
Strange human behavior.
Well, that's anything you can think of. People have done weirder. That's what I've discovered.
Yeah, and again, like I said, it's just really fun to make people uncomfortable, you know, so.
Right.
I have this new song about trepanation.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm completely joking, and they think I'm serious.
Oh, you've got to get a drill out next.
No, I have a fake little drill. I use a little kid's drill. Like, it's like Mr. Bob the Builder. It's like from the Bob the Builder. And I actually often use in my live shows toys. Mm-hmm. To try to get my point across.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuffed animals and jars of Crisco and all sorts of fun things. Hello Kitty vibrators, pianos, you know. Just strange things. Little panties, big panties, you know.
Yeah,
everybody
fabulous.
Needs a gift. It's like, oh, here, you can have this. But, yeah, just to kind of make sure people know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they don't leave without knowing where you're coming
from. Well, especially if you're in a different country and they don't speak English, you really need to point it out. Or, because a lot of what I do is language-based, so if they don't understand it, it's just going to go over their head. So I try to make it quite explicit what the song is about, with the aid of a puppet or two.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get away with a lot with puppets.
Yes, you can. So, it's so cool that I get to be on your show, as well as Maggie and Renee, and it's so cool to be a part of this calendar. So you're thinking of having all the babes call in, right?
I thought I might as well go for one every month and just celebrate you all.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Is there a particular one that you like the most?
On the calendar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, present company, I mean, what can I say?
Oh, well, thank you.
You set the year off very well.
I love Miss September, Fannie Mae Farrell. She just looked, that's a really...
Oh, the one doing the muscle...
No, that's
Big Mum.
Big Lou.
Big Lou, yeah.
Who was formerly from Polkicide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and also my boyfriend's ex-wife was Sarah, And then his second ex-wife was Sarah. And then he had a piano-playing, accordion-playing girlfriend by the name of Suzanne.
Oh, no.
Who's in those darn accordions. And that's actually my name, too. Suzanne, piano, and accordion. It's like, he doesn't stray very far.
That's interesting.
Isn't
that would be an interesting psychiatric session. That,
I know. It's like, Mr. Tinkler, what were you thinking? So that was kind of a big surprise to see his ex-girlfriend in there, too. So.
Whoa.
But I think it's cool. What the heck?
It all works, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're all adults.
The more girls with squeeze boxes, the better, I say.
Exactly.
You know, my first time, I have a disaster of a story trying to combine burlesque and the accordion.
Yeah.
I didn't practice this at home, but I thought it'd be really funny to do the hokey pokey.
Oh.
And, you know, pull your glove off, you know, pull your stocking off. Well, by the time I got the bra off,
yeah.
Can you imagine the accordion squeezing you?
Ooh.
Yeah, it was awful.
Oh.
Looks like a horse bit me. It was not cool.
Certain things may look good, but, yeah, it may not work, yeah.
We really should have practiced that
one.
So, boy, did I learn my lesson early on.
Well, that's it. We all learn by those mistakes, yeah.
Like, ouch.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Kitten, for coming on.
Absolutely, lovely meeting you, and thank you, listeners, for listening to A Girl Gab, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you, and wish you all the best, and we our paths will meet.
Fantastic. Okay.
And I will play, let's see, Mr. Buzzy Happiness. How about
Yay!
That?
Yay!
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, Kitten.
Bye.
Bye.
Tapioca kiss flutters between the sheets. I recline and smile for weeks for Mr. Buzzy Happiness. Rich amusement, pleasure too. Heartfelt communication. Me love you for a long, long time.
La 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 la.
A gumdrop whir, sincere deep kiss, shiver, blush, exciting squishiness, a joyous, graceful power tool, confidence in creating deliciousness. Oh, Mr. Buzzy Happiness, delightful, refreshing as dew, stimulating gentle conversations, spirited oscillations, have you?
La 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 la, la la.
Prancing wee, a close-knit glee, discreetness tickling and fancy-free, gratifying lifestyle excess. I am Tasty Pillow Princess. Oh, Mr. Buzzy Happiness, rich amusement, pleasure too. Heartfelt communication, me love you for a long, long time.